Welcome everybody to the West.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't.
Welcome, everybody, to the West Texas Pitmaster Show on Sunday night. Hope everybody had a good weekend, had some good contests to go to, and hope everybody had a great weekend. We're going to have a couple of guests on tonight. We're going to have B&R Cookers, Custom Cookers, Lewis and Ramon from B&R, and then we're going to have Jeremy Moyers on here about 7:30, and then after that, everybody can call in, and we'll do some talking. So, without further ado, let me get them on there. They're here right now. Hold on just a minute. 512-989-7490. You're live. Who do I have here?
It's me and Raymond. Ramon.
B&R Custom Cookers, how y'all doing this evening?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. We're happy to be online with you tonight.
Good. Well, as I was saying, and Lewis was calling here in a minute, too, I believe. I don't see his number
right
up yet, but okay,
Lewis,
you're there, too.
Lewis is on.
Okay. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you guys could join us, and it's always good to have some guys from Texas, and as long as got some Texas products, and kind of get it out there, and let everybody know what y'all are doing, So if you guys want to give a little history and what's going on with what you guys are doing, go right on ahead.
Well, we started B&R about a year ago. We were looking at it. We saw the need. We just have a history of cooking on disc cookers, or discos like we like to call them, from our grandparents and our fathers. We used to do a lot of cooking on those when we were growing up. And we started looking at it and we said, hey, you know, we can apply this disco and use it for multiple things, multiple types of cooking, not just traditional Southwest cooking. And started playing around with it and started looking at different designs and said, you know what, let's expand on this. And we've cooked almost anything you can think of on those things. And we said, well, let's try to make something truly custom. You know, we saw there was some stuff out there on the market, and we said, you know, there was nothing really truly custom. This is something that you can really call yours once we're done with it. You come down to us and let us know what you're thinking, and we're gonna achieve that and more. But just kind of a little history on our background, Lewis. You want to talk a little bit more about it?
Hey, how's it going, Lance?
Good. How are you?
Oh, great, great. No, we're just having a lot of fun making these cookers, getting our name out there, getting our product out there, and really enjoy cooking on them. We've done a couple of chili cook-offs using our disc, and they've been a real big hit. We get all kinds of ideas, and we just try them. Just try cooking them on a cooker and see if it works. We've been successful with pretty much everything we've tried.
Well, like I said, I've seen them on Facebook and stuff like that. Man, they look great. I mean, it's a pretty neat artwork. And like I said, I know that you're building one for S&S, Robert Sierra. Looks like it's going to turn out to be an awesome little cooker. So,
that one right there is going to be fun. I'm trying to do something a little bit different for him just so he can call it his own like everybody else's.
That's the way to do it. I mean, you know,
yes, sir.
The more
yeah.
you can do that, I mean, you know, the neater it is on that kind of stuff,
and that
whole niche.
Right, right. We have three different sizes right now. We have a 22-inch disc, which is our smallest, a 24-inch, and then we also have a large 28.5-inch disc. If it's just a small family, I recommend a small disc. If it's a large family, we can accommodate y'all there too. You know, we have the big one, and you can't go wrong with either one. The only thing I suggest is if you're gonna try a small one, you'll probably call me back up to order a big one.
Yeah, you know, I have a, you know, of course, you know, I guess kind of how everybody started with discs was, you know, old tandem plow or tandem disc and stuff, and I built one years ago, and it's just, you know, just that. I mean, it's an old disc that welded the hole up in the middle of it and threw it on a fish fryer burner, and you know, ain't nothing special about it, but they are great to cook on.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful. We did the same thing, too. That's the way we started out. A little hard on the back, so we decided to make the stand a little more friendly. You know, and put some handles on there so you can use for a platform for seasonings and plates and drinks, whatever, you know, and just trying to make them different, you know, have our own niche to them, our own design, our own style.
Right. So if you call you and you order one, how long does it take to usually get one?
Right now it's taking about a month. Anywhere from 3 weeks to 2 weeks. At this point, it could start taking a little bit longer with more orders. But right now, anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. And depending on how much detail you want on your cooker.
Well, and you know, a couple weeks on something like that is not bad at all because, you know, from what I've seen and what you got to do, there's lots of details in it. I got really nice paint jobs and everything else. And so, you know, a couple of weeks for something like that is not bad.
Right,
We have
one cooker that it's our outdoor stove. It's actually a double burner. We're making one of those for it's called Mudding for the Military. And we're going to be donating that to this ATV group that they get a bunch of items like such as our cookers and some other things that they're going to be getting and auction them off. And all that money goes to wounded soldiers.
Man, that is a great thing there. You know, anything for the military and stuff like that, help them out. I mean, you know, that's great. And you know, we do a lot of that stuff. You know, one of my big sponsors is Oak Ridge Barbecue. And I believe he donates like 10% or 20% of all the proceeds that, you know, from rubs and stuff to, you know, like the Wounded Warriors and stuff like that. You know, that's, you know, really a small price to pay for all that they've done for us. So I think that's a great thing, anybody that's doing that kind of stuff for them.
I agree. You know, a prior military myself, served in the Marine Corps, so we just, you know, think it's real important to support our troops and support our guys out there. You know, once a Marine, always a Marine. So we always try to support our military. So, you know, like you said, it's a little thing to get out there and help our guys.
Absolutely. So, cost wise, you know, I guess from like a basic model to, you know, I guess maybe like this two-burner cooker that you're talking about, you know, what would somebody be looking at in something like that if they were to try to purchase one?
Our simple disc, just a simple stand and our 22-inch disc, you're looking at around $300, and then we can get all the way up into our double cookers, and those things can get up to around $12.
Still not bad.
No.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I see a lot of stuff online, and, you know, and just what you said, some of the basic stuff out there is, you know, $400 or $500.
Right.
And, you know, there's not much to it. I mean, you know, essentially they give you a disc and essentially a fish fryer stand is what, you know, most of them you see. And there's, and just what you said, I mean, there's not much to them. And,
right.
So, yeah.
And we use anywhere from 3/16 steel, so you're getting a product's gonna last for a long, long time, and you can pass it on from one generation to another.
Wow, 3/16, man, that's thick. That is heavy. So, well, that's good. I mean, it won't turn over. It's supported well, and yeah, which said it'll last for a long time.
Yes, sir. It's just, you know, if we just want to get something that you you can use for a long time, and you're going to tell people about it, we just want to make sure people are getting their money's worth.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, like I said, everything I can see, and seen of them, I mean, you know, I think everybody is getting their money well worth it. I mean, even the paint jobs on them are really nice. And you know, do y'all do your painting? Do you send it out, or
we paint in house?
You paint in
house.
We
do all of our own painting here at the house at the shop.
Okay.
And you know, we also offer the higher end burners, something that's going to last a good while. And those things really, really get some heat out. We offer a 22 jet, 32 jet, and we're looking into getting the bigger 44 jet also.
Now, is that 32, are you saying, is that more like 32,000 BTUs, or is that just the orifice size of it?
No, that's how many little burners, they look like a little cactus, all the burner orifices that come out of these burners. You can see them
right
on our Facebook page.
I did see one of those on Robert, now that you said that.
Little brass fittings. Those brass fittings are replaceable. You know, you can call us up and we'll send a couple out to you. They just really, really get those discs up to the heat for blackening fish, just, you know, long-term use. Just keep the disc really going. When we're at those competitions for cooking chili, that's what we need, because we can turn chili out really, really fast when you're feeding a lot of people when they're coming out and sampling. So I recommend those burners. They're really, really good.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you know, and it looks like, I mean, even the orifices, I guess you can even change those too in that too. Is that interchangeable? I mean, can they be adjusted? You know, if you went to like a, I guess that, let's say that you started out with a 22 inch disc and you went to 24, can those orifices or anything be changed out and go up one size there, or do you have to just get a whole new burner?
No, you wouldn't have to do that at all. Those burners are regulated like a regulator. You use a regulator like you would use on a gas grill, and so you can turn the heat down or turn it up. The 22 jet would work on just about any of our burners. We just have some people who really like to have the bigger burner on there, and so it's just your preference. But
okay.
The 22 would work just about anything. On anything that you got from us.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of in the heating and air conditioning industry, so you know that's kind of my background. So you know I go through burners and stuff like that a lot. You know, being out
right.
In rural West Texas, you know,
those
we
burners,
deal with that. Kind of.
I think
go
the
ahead.
Burners are rated at about 45,000 BTU, so they're pumping out some heat.
Yeah, that's a lot of heat. You know, you can figure that, you know, most people's water heater at their home is, you know, like 37,000 BTUs. And, I mean, they're heating 50 gallons of water. So yeah, I mean, just to, so you put 44,000 on a 3/16 piece of metal, that's going to get pretty hot pretty quick. Well, why don't you kind of go through some of the, I guess, you know, your whole process, I mean, from, you know, what, you know, I guess from the beginning when people send you drawings or whatever they would do and kind of go through, you know, what would go on and what to expect and that end of it.
Sure. If you just give me an idea of what you're wanting, or if you have a logo from your cook-off team or if you have an idea in your head, just tell us what you're thinking. We'll send you a proof back of what we can design for you, and then we'll go from there. Then it goes on if you want the small disc, medium disc, large disc, and we'll get you an idea of what it's going to look like, what it's going to cost, and then we'll start construction if you decide you want to go with it. And
okay, if they had a electronic file, what formats are the best for you to have to set that stuff up?
We're pretty flexible. We can use mainly anything that's out there, from JPEG to any of the others that are out there. But typically most people are providing their artwork to us via a JPEG format.
Okay. I didn't know if that was, we get into some of that sometimes, and some people want more of a vector type file and not the JPEG, so I didn't know. Okay, so
we can use a vector file. We don't necessarily need it, though.
Okay. Good deal. Well, and that helps out a lot, too, because a lot of people don't have those. So,
oh, yeah. Great. Yeah, we can do just about anything, though. Just send us an idea and let us create something for you.
Now, on your disc, and I had looked at a bunch of them, does it actually have a whip around it? Or is it just kind of like the end of it, like the disc was originally? Or do you weld up like a rim on it?
No, we don't have a rim on ours. It's something we've been talking about doing. But we've been cooking on these things for a long time, and we deep fry wings, and we've never really needed to see the need for a ring around the top. But if somebody really wanted it, we'd put it on there.
Okay. Well, and I've seen some. I've never had a ring, around mine either, and I didn't know if there was really any benefit to it or not. I know some of them. Have them around here, and they kind of swear by it. But like I said, I'm with you. I mean, I just had always had just an old disc, and that's what we've cooked on, and never had any issues. And I think sometimes it may be kind of cumbersome to have a border around there, trying to be able to use the whole disc and be able to get like a spatula or something like that in there at times, to do your work.
Right. No, we use some of the. They call it the walk shovel. It works really good on our disc, and you can get that from any of these restaurant distributors. But we're probably looking at getting some of our own with our own little B&R logo on it. And it, all that's coming in time. We're just getting started. We're about a year old, the more we're really getting into it, the more product we want to put out for people.
Sure.
We're also looking into doing barbecue pits, backyard pits for right now. Nothing on the real big scale, but, a lot of people have been requesting that from us, so we can put our touch or whatever they want, their touch on it through B&R, So we're trying to expand and do other things also than just our plow disc.
Okay. And, when you say, like, backyard cookers, it's more of a charcoal grill or offsets or...
Both of those.
Okay.
And, on your grills, we could put your name, your last name on your grill top. Just the sky's the limit.
Well, and that's great. No, like I said, I've seen your stuff. It's pretty neat stuff. And
right.
Matter of fact, Robert Sierra and Artis Cervantes, they're both in the chat room tonight. Look like they're having they're kind of having a good time. And Robert talked very highly of your stuff. And like I said, I got on, I got to look around it, and I thought, man, that is really good. And so... thought I'd get you guys on and talk about them a little bit get you guys out there. So, do y'all do any competition cooking or anything of that nature?
As of right now, the only thing we've been good at is chili.
Chili? Well, I can almost say that. I mean, we've tried chili a few times, and we've never had much success, but, we were, in a contest this weekend, and And they had a lot of people, and the only thing I could kind of hit in was all the off stuff, you know, Cook's Choice, and then they had a calf fry contest. We had a little luck in it. Matter of fact, I mentioned that would be good for your dish, too, is calf fries. I hadn't even thought about that, but, you know, that would have been pretty handy if they did something like that, too.
Oh, yeah, we've done several catfish fries on there, and we got a lot of people now that really don't want to use anything else but our discos now to fry up fish. So it works really well.
Wow.
Well, the good thing about when you're frying fish, the good thing about when you're frying fish on the disc, you can pull your fish out and send it up towards the upper part of the ring out of the oil and let it drain right there, and it still keeps it kind of warm.
Wow, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. We've done pickle chips in them. You know, our large disc will hold over a gallon of oil, and it's just real neat to deep fry in. We've done potato chips in them, pickle chips, fried cheese. I mean, wings. They're all our favorite. So whatever we can think of, we'll stick it in a disc and fry it up.
Okay. Well, and I guess I hadn't paid that close attention. So I guess it's deeper than a normal disc then. Is that correct?
Our 28 and a half is. It's got a from the edge to the center, but it's such a large disc. It's almost 5 inches deep. But it when you're frying with over a gallon of oil in there, you probably got about 6 inches of lip to set fish and stuff like that on and let the oil drain back into the disc itself. So it's plenty for a lot of stuff.
Okay. Well, you know, some of that stuff, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to, you know, picture that in a picture. So, you know, when you're saying that, I thought, man, that's a lot of oil. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I built we have my in-laws, they do a big fish fry for the church every year on Good Friday. And, you know, there for, you know, several years, they just set up with, you know, everybody brought their fish fryers. And, you know, and you get, you know, 6, 7, 8 guys out there with fish fryers. And you know, it's a lot of fun, stuff like that. And then sometimes you just had, you know, a couple of guys trying to man 7 or 8 fryers, you know, because there's, you know, littler. And so I had a buddy here that does welding and stuff like that, and we built a fish fryer, and he asked me, well, how big you want it? You know, we kind of shut off some measurements, like 24 inches by about 14 inches, something like that. And, you know, it didn't look that big. And I'll never forget, I went and bought some oil the first year I was getting ready to use it to fill it up. And after 8 gallons, actually 12 gallons, I'm sorry. After 12 gallons, I wasn't but halfway full. Wasn't even enough to sink the baskets yet. And I thought, well, we've created a monster. And I actually had to go in and modify it and cut it down some just so we could use it. And I think right now it holds about 8 gallons of oil, and that's still a ton of oil to cook fish and stuff with. But, you know, so you had to get away with a gallon, and you think about that too. I think that 12 gallons of oil cost me almost $100 or $70, $80, so it wouldn't take long to pay for your, you know, a fish fryer like that. And
right.
You don't cook a lot of fish. How many pounds of fish on that big one like that could you cook in an hour?
Oh, you could do, in an hour, you could probably do anywhere from 10 to 12 pounds. Easy.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's the other side about that, too. I mean, you know, you cut down on your oil costs, stuff like that, after a while, it wouldn't take long to pay for something like that. And, man, that's neat. So, how long will it be for old Sarah has his? He'll be cooking on it, and we'll be seeing more out of him.
We'll probably see his ready in hopefully by, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot here, but we're going to try to get ready by next. And you know, and if anybody's got any questions and want to get a hold of B&R, just either you can get a hold of us. My phone number is on our Facebook page, or you can inbox me on Facebook right now. We're getting the website up and running. Hopefully have it up here pretty soon, and we'll get that out to everybody as soon as we get that going.
Well, that's what I'll say. If you had all your, your Facebook page, can you tell everybody what it is? And as a matter of fact, I'm going to put it up on the chat room for everybody.
Okay. It's B&R Custom Cookers. It's real simple. Just got to type it in. It brings it up, and you can look at all of the products that we've built already that customers are using. And some people are putting pictures of what they've cooked on there. From blackening fish to deep frying the wings for themselves, and a lot of like shrimp fried rice. You know, there's sky's the limit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of glad that, you know, Robert may not have had this. You know, I was in a wing contest with him last year, and he took first place, and you know. Man, if he had something like this, he probably would have won even better. Matter of fact, he may have won that whole Tyson contest last year having something like this to be able to cook on.
Well,
so.
It might happen this year.
Well, you know, he's one winning man. Looks like this weekend, if he wouldn't have messed up in one category, he probably would have. He may have taken a. Grand champion or reserve right behind Ernest. So
I got to meet him.
Chicken problem.
I got to meet Mr. Robert. I think Thursday he stopped by, and he's a great, great person. And I've also talked to Ernest. I think we'll probably be building Ernest something here pretty close in the future. I know once he sees Robert, he'll want something. He's Robert.
Well, that's good, yeah, because that keeps them guys, you know, it keeps a little competition going on between them two. So, I've cooked with Robert two or three times now, and I've met Ernest. I guess we met him this year down in Midland at a cook-off down there, and they're great guys. And hard to beat, but they're great guys. So,
yes,
you know, and I think, matter of fact, I think we're trying to get a deal together that we're going to have a little. We're going to have a little cook-off between the West Texas boys and some of them Central Texas boys like that down there. And, you know, that'll be fun. Maybe that's what we ought to do. Maybe we ought to get that in the disc cooking. Maybe that even it up a little bit or something.
Well, we'll so. Be in our room if that's the case. But, if you don't mind, I can give you the phone number, too, to contact us.
Sure, I was going to say, your email, phone number, all of that, if you want to put that out there, and go ahead and get everybody your information, and you know, like I said, and then I'll keep posting the stuff out there, too, and that way they can have it. They should be able to also find it on my page, too, on West Texas Pitmaster, so maybe then they can always come back and they can listen to the archives and stuff, too. It'll be, you'll be able to get to this episode. Yeah, anytime you want. So if you want to, you can go back and listen to it. You can do that too.
Okay,
so.
Great. Right now, it's you can get a hold of us, like I said, on Facebook through B&R Custom Cookers. You can call me direct at 979-571-9726. And you can get a hold of Raymond through his phone number.
That's 512-961-9304. And email address is bnrcustomcookers@gmail.com. Website, it's coming. We're just having to revamp it a little bit, and so it's under construction and should be up in a couple weeks. And,
Send me that information when you get it, and I'll make sure we get that out there too, and that way people can go. And I guess I imagine you'll have pictures and all that stuff on your website where people can look at stuff too on that end of it, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We sure will.
Okay. Well, what else, guys? I'm glad you guys come on the show, and maybe we can, kind of like I said, get you guys some more business. We'll put you a little further behind. You know, it might put a you know, Robert, you know, maybe a couple more weeks out, you know, we'll keep, kind of keep him in the hole there for a while. So, but, no, I'm glad you guys come on, and like I said, I think y'all have got a great little product, and I wish you guys all the best.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you letting us get on the air today, and really enjoyed talking with you. But also like to say thanks to Daryl Mast, and we appreciate for him hosting this radio show, and we think it's a great thing out there, getting all the barbecue lovers out there and together and talking a little bit about barbecue. So, again, thank
yes,
you very
sir.
Much.
All right, thank you. Well, y'all have a good night. Y'all stay on if you like, and, you know, or you can listen to it on, you know, the rest of it online. So, but thanks for coming on.
Sure will. Thank,
thank
you,
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'd like to thank Mr. Robert and Ernest and all the customers that we have. I hope that we get a lot more.
Yes, sir. I think you're probably going to have that. I don't think you're going to have a problem in that side of it. I think you're going to do well.
All right,
guys. Well, y'all have a good night.
Thank you, sir.
You do the same, sir.
All right. Well, I also want to thank all of our sponsors out there, too. Number one, Daryl Mast with Barbecue Superstars. You know, without them, we wouldn't have this show. And I was very happy that he gave Texas a show, and hopefully we can get some stuff going out there and we can represent Texas right. Also, my other sponsors are God Energy Services out of Midland, Texas, Oak Ridge Barbecue, Texas Web and Graphic. If you need anything, website design work or graphics, stuff like that, these guys do a great job. They do all my banners, stuff like that. Great guys. 82 Barbecue, he's got some really killer barbecue sauces, and he's also a competitor, and he does real well, too. Meat Rake, matter of fact, I used my Meat Rakes this week, and they had a cook's choice, and we used it to do some pulled pork, and we took seventh place over a couple of filet mignons and porterhouse steaks, so, you know, that stuff works great. And then my daughter also this weekend, they had a kids queue and she competed, and we used Grill Grate, which is another one of our big sponsors. We used the Grill Grates for her, and she cooked up some ribeye steaks and some bacon wrapped shrimp, and she got second place using that stuff. So great stuff, great stuff. And then Big Ron's Rubs, he has some really killer beef injection, and it's great stuff. I've been using it for, I guess it'd be my second year using it. And, you know, we had a final table out of 105 teams this weekend. You know, we were in the top 15. So he's got some really good stuff out there, too. So we're also going to have another guy on tonight, Jerry Moyers. He's got a lot of ties to the Texas area, and matter of fact, I compete with his brother and love it quite a bit, and matter of fact, if I remember correctly, they were raised West Texas boys, and like I said, his brother's here, and Jeremy, he's kind of been off in the over in the southeast part of the country, and matter of fact, they've done really well cooking here lately, so I believe we've got him on. I'm going to bring him on, and we're going to talk a little bit about his weekend. Hold on just a minute. 904-673-4973. You're live.
Hey, Lance, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. Is it Jeremy?
Nah, man, this is Blake Moody from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, well, I got the wrong number. How are you tonight?
Doing good, man. Just finished up some yard work, so actually doing great.
Okay, man. Well, Jeremy's supposed to be on tonight, and I thought that was the right number. I'm sitting here looking at all these different numbers on this board, and he sent me his number earlier on the phone, so I'm sitting there trying to figure out exactly where he was at. So let me look around here for just a second. And,
yeah,
so you have a good weekend, huh? doing yard
pretty
work,
awesome, man. It was actually fooled around with a couple of new new things to try on the smoker.
Yeah,
sure. Man, smoked a meatloaf today, and damn it, if it wasn't incredible.
Really?
It's a recipe I've been done for 2 or 3 years. Wife loves it every time, but I was like, you know what? It's time to smoke that bad boy. And damn it if it didn't kick it up a notch.
Well, there you go, bud. There you go. Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you. You can just kind of hang out for just a little bit if you want. I think I've got Jeremy right here. If I can get him on.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Okay.
Jeremy, I think you're live. Are you on?
Yeah, you got me, Lance.
Hey, man.
How's it going, man?
Wrong button. Gotta go. I'm good.
I totally get it.
Looks like you had a big weekend, bud.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. We had a lot of fun, a lot of friends, and had a good cook, and wound up doing real well. So we were tickled with the weekend, that's for sure.
Yeah, it looked like I think I've got this right. She had a second in brisket, second in pork, and a fifth in ribs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And then we got Reserve Grand at the Sam's Club here in Marietta. And got 13th in chicken, man. I think chicken is going to be the death of me. I cannot figure out how to cook chicken to save me, but everything else seems to be doing all right. So I've got some good friends. I don't know if you know Scott and Susie Burton with South Pork. They're amazing chicken cooks, and they've been kind of guiding me a little bit. So hopefully we'll get that straightened out pretty quick. But everything else, everything else went really well, and we were tickled with the cook, sure. Sure.
Yes, I was going to say, it looked like Brother Vladimir and them guys, they were in there this weekend, isn't that correct? Weren't they cooking with you guys?
Yeah, they sure were. Yeah, they sure were. They came in sixth, and we'll be moving on to Hendersonville, Tennessee for the next round in September, I guess the 18th, something like that. And, it's funny, you were talking about the West Texas connection. Man, this weekend, because I was born and raised in Lubbock and moved in 97, so the guys that got Grand this weekend, TNT Southern Barbecue, Tim Thomas is their pitmaster. We got to talking and kind of found out he's from Acuff, Texas, and graduated from Roosevelt. And his cousin is a guy named Rex Thomas, who my dad's a musician. I'm a musician. My whole family's musicians. Rex was a singer in a band my dad was in the whole time I was growing up. So Rex's family is like my family. Rex was like almost like my other dad growing up. Every weekend I was with his family. And Tim and Rex were cousins, first cousins. And so the guy that won, and he lives here, and I'm just north of Atlanta in Cartersville. Tim lives in Cartersville, the same home or same town I live in now. Grew up in Acuff, went to Roosevelt. It was just really, really weird to put those two things together. A couple of West Texas boys wind up in Atlanta cooking barbecue, And
hey, man,
so that was
how it happens.
I'll guarantee you, man. Had to move, halfway across the country to meet. And when we grew up in the backyard of one another, it was pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. And, man, I'll tell you what, and they got a call in every day in Tattercourt, man. They had a great cook. And Tim's just one of the best guys you'd ever meet. So it was a lot of fun, sure was.
Well, man, if you guys come back over to West Texas and show some of those West Texas guys how to cook again,
I'd say it would be interesting to go out there and cook and see how these flavor profiles hit. Because when I'm cooking at home, like brisket, okay, my granddad, Grady Jackson, I was raised every weekend just about we were cooking brisket or ribs, and he had a home-built pit, and we used mesquite, and here we went. Man, it's some of the best stuff you ever had. And the first contest I cooked in Georgia, I cooked his brisket that I was raised to cook, and we almost got DAL, man. They didn't take to it very well. So out here, it's pretty beefy flavor, and I'm cooking Wagyu, and the whole – it's such a different flavor profile. It'd be interesting to see how it hits out in West Texas, I've told my brother next time he cooks, I need to fly out there and cook and to see how it does, It'd be interesting.
Well, yeah, let me know when you guys can do that, because I may not join that contest. I may, just come out and hang out with you guys in that one.
That would be
your brother. And. Yeah, your brother's a handful enough to stay ahead of, and I don't know who you guys.
No, I'll tell you what, man, and the ribs he cooks is the exact same ribs I cook, and he's done real well with ribs, and
yes, he
has. He'd be a lot of fun.
He's cooked my button ribs, and that's, as a matter of fact, that's how I kind of first met him. And I was like, "Where did you come from?" Because he just kind of cooked me out of the blue. We were at a contest, I guess last year, and it was in Lubbock. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had Buffalo Springs, and he came up and introduced himself, and I guess we kind of met on Facebook or something like that. He gave me a pretty good whooping that day, and I was like, "Dad, yum." I said, and then guess I hadn't put two and two together, and I seen your name show up once, and I seen that when we talked later, and I said, "Is that your brother?" And he said, "Yes." And I was like, "Oh, man." So that's when I kind of started following you, too. So like I said, just, you know, knowing your brother, and he told me you guys were kind of raised in West Texas, so I always kind of consider you guys Texans.
You know, we were raised, so there again, my granddad cooking. My dad's a musician. We even had a place in Lubbock there for a while called the Hayloft, where dad had the band and live entertainment. My granddad cooked, and it was kind of a restaurant entertainment place. They'd bring in some touring country acts at the time and play out there. So I was just always raised around that, you know. And then I'm a musician, like I said, so I moved to Nashville in 97. That's when I moved from Lubbock, was to Nashville, and played music for about 8 years there. And so I was traveling all the time and busy. And so when I got off the road and was here in Atlanta and got our business going, I finally said, man, I couldn't find good brisket here anywhere, you know. And it was driving me crazy because the biggest culture shock to me moving to Tennessee was you go order a barbecue sandwich and it's pulled pork. I was like, what is this, you know? Because I was used to brisket, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
I honestly had never cooked a pork butt until a year and a half ago, you know? It was just so foreign to me. And so finally, you know, it's probably been a year and a half ago now, I started tinkering with it. And Lonnie Smith here in Georgia built Bubba Grills, and Lonnie's a great cook. Won Memphis in May 2011 ribs, you know, and just – amazing cook. When I bought my grill, he gave me a couple of passes to his cook school. So that's whenever my brother flew up, and that's, he taught us how to cook the ribs we cook, basically. And we've tweaked it, to make it kind of our flavor profile we like, change the sauce a little bit and whatnot. But in the most part, it's what he was showing us. And so I think that kind of, he had swayed, my brother had been cooking on a little small cooker in his backyard. I think that kind of got the bug in him too, to do some competitions. And so he started doing some, and, you know, last year I think we did 7 around Georgia. We've done 7 so far this year, and we've got about 22 on the books. So we're going to do quite a bit this year.
Yes, sir.
You know, I did bug hits, and here you go. You know, I'm off this weekend. I'm sitting around going, well, what am I going to do? You know, my wife has plenty for me to do, but I don't, you know, I'd rather be out cooking somewhere, you know, hanging out with all my friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. I know that story well. I've been going around my place, too. You know, I was like, well, we're going to spend some time around here. Like, oh, man. Jeez. And I'm kind of at that crossroads right now, too, is because I think I'm about 3 weeks out now from a cook-off. And I'm going, well, I guess I'm stuck now. I guess I'm fixing to start doing some of that, get out of trouble.
Right.
So,
exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, here's what's been good is this year, you know, I love the cooking aspect and the competition. So I'd always joke around and say, hey, what else can a 37-year-old fat guy be competitive at? You know, that's why I love barbecue. And but we've made so many incredible friends. You talked about Bubba Q. I'll go, well, Bubba's like one of my best friends now, and his wife Shannon and Melissa, my wife, are really good friends. And Curly tells another team around here, well, man, they're great friends of ours. So now my wife really loves going, and she's the one pushing now. Well, we need to get some kind of a camper or a fifth wheel or something so that we can go and just stay all weekend. And I'm just thinking, well, I might have to let her have her way with that, you know? She wants to go and get involved and hang out and be a, because I've got 3 boys too. I've got a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and they love going. So, you know, if you're going to do it and be gone 20, 25 weekends a year, it better be a family thing, you know? And And she's really, really gotten on board. And now she's starting to throw some ideas out there on some sauces. And have you tried this, you know? And so it's kind of fun now getting everybody involved. You know, at first, it was funny at first when we started doing this, she wouldn't come out. But for Saturdays, well, she would come during turn-in time. And, you know, it was like, get out of the way, get out of the way. We, you know, we got stuff going on. And so she didn't have a very good taste in her mouth about competition barbecue. But then she started going out Thursday nights and Friday hanging out with us, and now she gets it, you know. It's a little different atmosphere than it is between that, you know, 12 and 1:30 on a Saturday. You know, it gets a little hectic and crazy at that time. But it's been good that she's been getting involved, and the kids come out. You know, it's just – it's literally an extended family now. We've got so many friends doing it. It's really been really good for us, so –
Yeah, you know, and that's exactly right. I mean, you know, even out here, you know, when I first started, you know, we were, you know, we did a lot of little 20, 30, you know, 40, you know, 40 people cooks and stuff. And it's like this year, you know, in West Texas alone, you know, we've been in, I guess this was my 10th cook this weekend. And mm-hmm. we've been 59, right. 65, 62, and then this weekend was 100. It's kind of mixed right now. Somewhere between 105 and 117 in Amarillo.
I mean,
it is exploding out here, and you're getting lots of backyard cooks, especially up around the Amarillo area. Backyard stuff is apparently becoming really big up there because the local backyard guys are the ones that's winning most of the stuff. They pulled it off this weekend. Again, now the reserve up there was some competition cooks down and around Abilene and stuff. But, man, last few times up there cooking with them guys, it's the backyard guys that, you know, they do one or two cook-offs a year right there in their backyard, and they just hammer everybody.
Sure.
Matter of fact, the Ronnie Wade, which Blazing Barbecue, I don't know if you know them. He was, you know, number one in the IBCA last year, and I think he ended up third overall this weekend here. And, matter of fact, I was shocked to see him. We were sitting in the cooks meeting, and I seen his wife, Michelle, pop her head out, and I thought, wow, there are people from all over here this weekend. And I went over and we talked a little bit afterwards, and then we got up there, I guess at the end of it, after the awards, and he was telling me he was third. And, man, you want to talk about a brisket. I mean, that man always hits in brisket. And, you know, we were standing there talking. And he said, man, he said, I didn't even hit in brisket this weekend. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And so I was looking up there, and, you know, and I got lucky. I said, we hit a final table in brisket, which it should be my downfall, too, here. Chicken and for IBCA stuff, chicken and ribs is usually where I hit. And this year, it's either a first place in chicken or it's nothing. And I'm kind of saying, well, I don't know what to do.
That's kind of how our ribs have been this year. Our pork and our brisket's been real consistent, been doing real well. And our ribs, it's crazy. Well, this weekend we got fifth in ribs. We've gotten a lot of top five, top ten calls. But then last weekend we were 31 out of 33, you know. We got a fifth place overall finish. The other three categories did pretty well, but our ribs were off. And it's the exact same cook, same product, same everything. It's a little strange sometimes how – and I'll tell you, last weekend I thought our pork was just going to tank. I mean, it wasn't – it was a little tough. I couldn't do what I normally did. So when I built my boxes, I pulled different meat than I normally would, and we wound up getting first place pork. And it's just, man, but we knew our ribs were great, and we got 31st. It was like, how does this work, man? You know? And they were all certified judges. You know, KCBS, there's, you know, there again, what does that mean? I went to a certified judge class as well. And it's, you know, some of it comes with experience and whatnot. Now, IBCA, I'm not real familiar with that. Is there certified judging program at IBCA also? Is it mainly local judges that does it? How much does that local flavor profile affect the judging in IBCA?
Well, okay. And that's what
Pandora's box here, huh?
Well, you know, our first year, I think we did 18-19 contests. And, you know, we took this far. We cooked as far south as Austin, Texas, and probably as far west as in the southeastern New Mexico, and, you know, as far north as Amarillo. And, you know, one thing, like I said, you know, it's like, I'm like ribs. And I cook more, probably what most would consider more of a Kansas City style rib. And that flavor profile, I mean, hit, you know, pretty much everywhere. I mean, even in Meridian, you know, with, you know, 154 teams, you know, I think we had like a 19th place or something down there with that. And, you know, so that part was, you know, kind of funny. Now, brisket, you know, last year it was hit or miss. We either, I think the highest we got last year was like a third in brisket. And it just, you know, we couldn't figure out what, you know, everybody's doing, you know, cook just what you said. I mean, we cooked brisket for years. And, you know, all your friends, your family, you know how it is. I mean, everybody's like, man, that's
great.
And, you know, and then you take it in there and it's like it tanks. It's like, yeah. Thought y'all said that was good. What do you think about?
Exactly right.
Thanks for all the help.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, and then chicken, you know, chicken was one of those deals that, you know, I'm a beef person. My wife and family all love chicken. And, you know, when I was a kid growing up, we ate chicken a lot. And I just got to the point, I hated chicken. I was sick of looking at chicken. I didn't like chicken. And so, but that's kind of what brought us to the party was, is we started cooking these IBCA half chickens. And like our second contest, we hit a top 10. And at the time, there was a man named Royce Williams, which was, you know, probably number three or number four in Lone Star. And been cooking for, oh, I don't know, probably 30 years in this stuff. I mean, been around a long time. And an older gentleman, he walked over, he introduced himself that morning, he said, well, you know, hey, can I grow your chicken? I was like, yeah, you know, great, you know, tell me what you think. And he said, well, he said, there ain't nothing wrong with your chicken. I said, there's not. He said, no, he said, that's good chicken, nothing wrong with it. We beat him that day. And I thought, okay. And all year, last year, we had hit. This year, we've probably been a more consistent cook, you know, kind of, you know how it is. I mean, you kind of get in your rhythm.
Yep.
And just for the, you know, you asked about the certified judges. They're not certified judges. They're people off the street. One thing that does happen sometimes in these smaller contests, and this is something that some of us have talked about, the one aspect that I don't like about it is that in some of these small contests you get in these small towns, they don't get enough judges or, they have people promise they're going to show up and then they don't show up.
Right. Sure.
And what will end up happening is they'll actually walk out to the teams, and in the rules of IBCA, your team members can go in and judge. Okay?
Right.
Sure. I cannot, as a head cook, I cannot judge, but your team members can. And it don't happen very often, but out here where, you know, like I said, you had some of the smaller ones, this happens. And, you know,
I think
if you don't know what...
Here.
Yes, and I didn't hear about that until afterwards. Matter of fact, I can't remember. Maybe even your brother told me that, you know, they come around and ask some of the camps. And see, they didn't come around and ask everybody that. But, you know, they said that, you know, that there was some of that that went on. And I was like, you know, here you go. And I had experienced one, you know, on a bigger note this year, like I said. And as a matter of fact, we did a Kansas City cook in Midland this year. And it was kind of the same thing. It was their first year. They had, you know, 59 teams, you know, Ernst Cervantes, SNS. I mean, all them guys showed up. And
absolutely,
they didn't end up having enough judges either, certified judges. And so they come around asking for judges, and then they ran them through some little meeting, and they judged.
Right.
And, you know, for Kansas City stuff, I mean, that's a huge thing, you know, and you could see it in your scorecard. I mean, you'd have 9, 8, 9, and then... And, you know, you might have three of those, and then, you know, all of a sudden you've got this guy over here throwing you fives and fours. And,
wow.
Incredible.
Yeah,
at that point there, you're in the tank. I mean.
Absolutely.
Your career exactly just went away like, well, that's, man, what is that about? And, you know, it's one of the other, I mean, and that's part of the growing pains in some of this. I mean, that stuff happens.
Sure.
But, you know, as these contests get bigger and stuff like this, and that's the other side of this is that, you know, it's like Amarillo. I mean, last year at this one, they had 84 teams. I tied for grand champion up there last year, and we finished third overall because I lost the tiebreaker in Brisket. I didn't hit Brisket. The other guys did. And it was just one of those things. And, but, you know, then, you know, you just jumped. I mean, they went to 105 to 107 teams this year. And so, you know, there's those growing problems and stuff like that, too. And so, you know, it kind of takes a while. And once again, just what you said, whatever that local profile is, wherever those people are eating and whatever they consider to be the best barbecue around those areas, I mean, plays a huge, huge factor in this stuff.
Which plays into the hand of why the backyard guys are doing well at those competitions because they're local boys. You know, what around here, it's been pretty interesting to me because now we've cooked enough and traveled quite a bit over to Alabama and Mississippi, and we've got some in North Carolina coming up. But we see the same judges. No matter where I'm going, we see the same judges for the most part. They travel around just like teams do. And there's waiting lists to get in some of these contests. The promoters get their choice of what judges they're going to choose to do the contest, and they'll choose more experienced judges. Typically, the contest we cook, of course, there's one judge for every team. You turn in six pieces of the product minimum. You can put in more if you want. Like ribs and stuff, we'll always put in eight pieces, even though there's six judges, because we don't want the last judge to be left with something. I want them to have a choice, you know, of what piece they want, kind of a thing. And we can do that under KCBS rules. I know, obviously. So we'll do the judges here. They have their kind of choice of who it is, and most of the time, so there's six judges to a table. And most of the time, there will be only one judge at the table that this is their first contest. Everybody else is experienced. And most of the time, you have master judges, which are judges that have judged 40 contests or more. And they've cooked with the cook team. We cooked Huntsville, Alabama 2 weeks ago, and we had two guys who were going for their master judge, and they had to cook with the cook team. So they came and cooked with us that weekend and went through the whole process. And it was surprising to me, as much as they had judged, how little they knew about what we do. And I'm a stick burner. I cook on a Jambo, so it's not as tough to manage as some of the stick burners that I've had. But still, you're up all night feeding it wood, you know?
Sure.
And for them to go through that whole thing and set up all night with us and feed the thing some logs and to see how painstakingly it is to build those boxes and then to get the parsley bed just right and to do all of that stuff, they left with a new appreciation of it. So it gives you a little confidence knowing that, okay, at every table, not always, but a lot of times there's at least a master's judge. There's only one new judge unless, you know, they need. But then there's experienced judges there, you know, for the most part to kind of help some of these guys out if needed, you know.
Sure.
So it's a little different deal, and it's been interesting seeing that a lot of the judges are traveling as much as we are. So the flavor profiles from region to region doesn't play into as big of an issue as it seems like it would be with the IBCA stuff you're talking about. We're using a lot of more local people to do the judging, you know. So that's just interesting, the difference between sanctioning bodies and the whole judging aspect of it.
Well, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, the funny thing about that is, and I guess where I was going with that is that, you know, even though that they are your local guys, I mean, and a lot of them don't have any experience in, you know, anything barbecue or stuff like that. You know, it's funny that, you know, once you kind of find a flavor profile and you start hitting with it, that, you know, it works, you know, in those areas. I mean, You know, and that's kind of the funny deal about it. Now, you know, like I said, this year's changed a little bit. And I think, you know, we've got such more of an influx, and there's so much more information out there, and there's, you know, everybody can find stuff on the Internet and, you know, and figure out different things that, you know, you didn't used to have. And, you know, and then the other side of that is there's so many great products out there. I mean.
That's exactly right.
Man, I mean, you know. It's like Craig Cherry with, you know, Texas Pepper Jelly. I mean, you know, his deal's exploded.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, one of my sponsors
over
is
pineapple habanero in the fridge right now. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I use his cherry apple and I use his mango peach. And you know, I had really good luck with the stuff. And you know, and everybody kinda uses it a little different, so like that. You know, and just what you said, Buffalo Springs was a perfect example. I had a guy that we cooked with, and he tried my chicken, and I tried his chicken, and he had something, you know, some type of pepper jelly or something on it that weekend, and I was like, I mean, it just blew my mind. I mean, this thing was just unbelievably good, and it was real sweet, you know, and, you know, we got second place in chicken, and they didn't call my name, and I thought, we're out of chicken, because, you know, Locker's fixing to win this deal. He's going to wrap it up. And they didn't call his name. And he told me later, he said, I didn't even make final table with it. And I was like, what were people thinking? Because if I would have been a judge, you know, as much as I hate chicken, I thought that was a really good chicken. I mean, the moisture, the cook, I mean, it was an awesome bird. And I was like, how does that work? And, you know, of course, And I've been there, too, you know. It's like, man, this is a really good bird today, you know. What went wrong? And, you know, the thing in Kansas City, and, you know, you say that chicken kills you. Chicken kills me in Kansas City stuff, too. Kansas City does not really like my barbecue chickens. And, you know, there's so much more work that goes into it, though. Is that, you know, prepping thighs and...
Flaying, and it can outflay the skin. So you're, you know, cutting knuckles off, getting veins out, making them uniform, flaying the skin. It's incredible. There's a lot of teams around here doing legs now, so I'm experimenting with legs because the prep time is a lot less. And a lot of people are obsessed with it. So it's like, I'm going to play with that around the house the next couple of weeks and see how it hits, you know, around here. Before I jump off and do it at a contest, you know.
I don't know. I've been thinking the same thing, too, because, you know, I like the one thing I like about the leg thing is, and my theory here is that, you know, other than, you know, the end on the joint there, you know, that skin is pretty much all the way around that. And so, to me, you don't have that as big of a chance of that skin completely pulling off when they're biting through the one side of it, because, I mean, it goes all the way around. And I've been thinking about that aspect, though, thinking, you know, there may be some merit to that. And, you get it
some
covered.
Guys around here. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, and some guys around here will take full leg quarters and then cut the legs off with extra skin so that even around that joint they have extra skin, and they'll trim it after it's cooked some. So it's not going to pull back from the bone either on the joint side, which is
I hadn't thought about that.
A pretty smart way to do it. Yeah, that's another thing
that
I've got to do.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
there's a lot of
that
up there, you know.
Yeah. You can buy a bag of leg quarters for $8 or $9. You know, you got at least 10 quarters right there. So, I mean, that's the thing about that, even on that side, it's cheap.
That's right. And man, there's a couple teams out here doing – turning in six leg quarters and doing great with it. Mo Casey.
Oh, how they get them in the box.
It was doing great. They're pretty small leg quarters.
it builds a
pretty box if you get the right size, you know. It's pretty incredible looking. Gary and
Dan,
these folks out here, they're doing that. And it looks, man, it's pretty, you know. But
well, and I've heard Chris talk about it, too. I think he's done it a couple of times and done pretty well doing it. And I just sit there and think, man, how in the world did you get all that in that box? And all the green reader or everything else. Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, and just that right there. I mean, I've watched guys build boxes. You know, I watched some of that, I guess, in front of Pitmasters or something, you know, one time.
Sure.
And, you know, they put thighs at the bottom of it, and then they stacked more thighs on top, and they greened it up, and I was like, how in the world did you get that much chicken in there? It had like nine thighs and they're on top when they're done. I was like, you know, and I'm sitting there just what you say, and I was like, man, I've got six in here, and there's not any more room.
Well, some of these guys, and I'll cook organic chicken. And I'll buy quite a few packs because trying to get larger size, because most organic chicken's pretty small. So you can get six small thighs in there, but you know, there again, it changes your whole cook time, your whole process, because, of course, smaller thighs are going to cook, you know, faster than your larger thighs, and there's a bunch of that kind of stuff, too. So I'll buy quite a few packs and then kind of weigh them out and get the larger ones to try to cook. So the size I cooked, I couldn't fit 9 thighs in a box, you know, and make it look presentable, at least, you know. Yeah, it's we've got to do something with chicken, you know. I mean, when we were counting up earlier this year, it's cost us $4,000 for the chicken, you know. That just makes you beat your head against the wall, you know.
Yeah, it can't be that dang hard.
But I'm like you, like I said earlier, man. My granddad, I was raised cooking brisket and ribs and stuff. He hated chicken. He called it hospital food, and we never ate it unless it was fried. So I'm not a chicken fan inherently, because that was just kind of beating my head when I was, you know, growing up. just got to get past that and figure out what the heck they want and cook it, you know.
Yes. You know, I don't know either. I mean, yeah, that's funny. We need to get you out here on some IBCA stuff and being experienced on the other side of it. And, like I said, I do. You know, I guess we've done, I've had, well, I guess I've done 3 cans of cooks this year. And,
sure.
You know, man. And, you know, same way. You know, we went to the regional at Sam's. And,
right.
You know, we ended up in Nevada. And, you know, it was one of those days. Everything turned out good, except for brisket. Brisket was dry. And I don't know why. To this day, I still cannot figure it out, because I use always the same brisket. And that's the only brisket I've ever had do that. And it was dry. I mean, that one was pretty fair. Everything else was, you know, really good. And, you know, but I had a little, probably
had
a little too much heat. Yeah, we had a fourth and port there. You know, and just that rough there, you know, it's kind of strange that, you know, we're hitting pork. But
when I saw that, I was like, man, West Texas boy hitting pork, yeah.
Well, you know, and that's what I was going to say. You know, it's funny. We can hit in pork. We've hit in pork all year. I mean, we've tied Mocason this year. I mean, we went to Vegas. We had a fourth call there. We had a seventh call in a Midland out of 60 teams.
Yeah.
Albuquerque, I think we were sixth, I think, in there with pork. You know, with guys that, you know, that cook a lot more pork than we do. And, you know, it was even like this weekend. I mean, they had a cook's choice deal. Everybody's cooking filet mignon and porterhouses and all this stuff up there. And I really didn't even think about the steak aspect. And one of the guys I run around with is funny. He lives at Roosevelt. His boy plays ball and stuff at Roosevelt High School.
Sure.
And he's the president of the Panhandle Pit, part of IBCA. And so we were talking that night, and he called me. He said, "Hey," he said, "you can cook calf fries." And I was like, "No." He's like, "Well, why not?" And I was like, "Well, you know, it's probably one of the jackpot things. I'm not gonna mess with it." And he said, "No," he said, "you already paid for your entry fee." I was like, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, what is it?" And I said, "Is it pay anything?" He said, "Yeah, it's pay the same as the rest of it." And I was like, "Well, okay, fine. Yeah, if I'm some calf fries, I'll cook them, you know." And he said, "Okay." And I was like, "Oh, I'm going to cook calf fries. You know, I grew up, we branded and all that stuff. We used to always throw them on the fire." And so that's the only way I'd ever had them. And, you know, everybody around here breads them and stuff. And so I was looking at that, and I was like, "Man, what in the world am I supposed to do with this stuff?" And
So
we did that, and then we, he said, "Well," he said, "you doing cook's choice?" And I said, "Nah, I don't know. I said, I don't know if we'll have time." And so I really don't know what to cook. And he said, "Well," you know, he said, "I do pork, stuff like that." And I thought, "I hadn't thought about that." I thought, "Yeah, fine." I said, I'll do pulled pork. And so we did pulled pork. And, you know, like I said, there were 105 teams there, and we got a seventh place. We beat out 2 filet mignons and a porterhouse steak with pulled pork in Amarillo, Texas.
Pulled pork.
With pulled pork.
That's incredible.
And I thought, what is up with that? You know, I really didn't think we'd got a chance, you know, with pork. But
That's funny. Well, good pork and something different than everybody else turned in. I bet there wasn't many pork entries, you know.
I guess not. So, yeah, I was like, wow, okay. And it was kind of the same deal with calf fries. Everybody cooked your calf fries up. And it was really funny. My brother-in-law, he's who I consider my taste tester. He's my guinea pig for most of this stuff because you know how it is. If you taste your own stuff, you know, you don't have a lot of, I mean, you either like it or you don't, and then you always want to change something.
Right, that's exactly right.
I've come to, in contest, when you do that, you usually shoot yourself in the foot. So, you know, somebody that'll give you an honest opinion about it and say, you know, and I can tell by the expression on his face, like, oh, that's crap. It's like, well, bad day. And, you know, so I said, all right, I said, here, I fried some of them up, and I used a chicken fry batter on them, essentially, so I did, but I don't like chicken. And I fried them up and everything. I said, well, here, taste one. He's like, oh, no, go ahead. And I said, no, you're the taste tester, buddy. And he said, well, I didn't realize he'd never had any. And I was like, well, I said, man, I said, they're probably going to be kind of chewy, you know, blah, 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 you know. I said, it's kind of like, literally, like kind of like a fried clam. And so he's like, you know, he looked at me like, well, you know, if I must. And so he takes one, look on the face, not too bad. And I was like, chewy? No, not at all. Really? I can't be right. He said, that looks pretty good. I was like, what did I just do? And so I was like, interesting. So he said, well, taste one. I said, well, here in a minute, because, you know, I had batter and stuff all over my hands and everything else. I was like, I'll taste one here in a minute. And so I'm trying to get the rest of them fried up, because we got about 20 minutes to have to get the turn in. And so I finally get them in there and I get my glove off and I taste one. I was like, I've never had calf fries like that. That's completely different than anything I've ever eaten. And then one of the guys, he come over, he tried one. He's like, man, he looks pretty good. I was like, man, you know, I just kind of pulled this out of my butt. I was walking around in the aisle of the supermarket here and, you know, got some chicken fry flour stuff, you know. I just kind of threw it together and then I used some Oak Ridge Barbecue has a Santa Maria seasoning. I threw some of that in. It's great stuff. And so I threw that in there on top of it. And I think we got like a ninth place in calf fries.
That's awesome.
Everybody else looked at me looking at me like, well, how did you just do that? And I was like, well, you know, I kind of get luckier doing it that way. You know, I just kind of come up with something. We do better, so. But, you know, you never know. I mean, you know, those still deals, you know, surprise you. But, yeah, the pork deal, you know, the only thing that I'm really stoked about pork this year is that, you know, our plan right now is to go to the Royal. And,
right.
And, you know, to have an actual pork butt that, you know, we've actually done decent with this year and all these different areas and stuff and up against some really good teams, I was like, you know, that might be the only chance we have to do something is in a pork butt. And, you know, so we'll see.
Right.
But,
So y'all going to go to the Royal. I'd love to go to the Royal. I might try to make it up to this year. I've got a lot of friends going, kind of egging me on, and sure would be fun, you know. So I might just have to make that happen. You know.
You probably qualified for it this year, have you not?
Not yet. So we're working on it, and but if not, we'll go do the open. If nothing
open.
Else, just experience it. Or I have several friends who have qualified who invited me just to go cook with them, hang out with them, just to kind of experience it, you know. And I might do something like that just for this first year, just to kind of see what it's all about, you know.
Well, and that's the deal too. Your brother. Well, probably he may win one down here this year the way he's going. So, you know, he may have to go there and cook with him. You know.
Yeah, we're still chasing that first elusive grand, man. We've been close a bunch. We've got a couple of reserves, but just can't quite. It's that damn chicken, I'm telling you.
If
I could
figure
my chicken out, it would be all right. But, gosh.
You know, it will. It will absolutely kill you. I mean, I've been just where you're at. I mean, just, you know, we had – I had a state championship last year that we had three-thirds in. And in IBCA, you know, three-thirds is usually pretty hard to beat. And I got beat that day, and I was like, wow, okay. So much for that idea. I mean, you know, everybody's like, you got it. And I was like, man, we're so close. And then, I mean, like I said, we got beat. And that's the way Buffalo was this year. Everybody's like, you got it. I'm like, oh, shut up. Last time somebody said that, we lost. And I knew it was right. Close that day. And I was like, man, you guys, everybody just needs to go away and be quiet for a minute. I know it's tight.
That's exactly right. You're trying to do the math in your head, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's the deal. You got 65 teams, and, I mean, you know, there was 40 today. You know, they had the qualification on the chicken wing, the hot wing contest there, that, you know, you had to cook it to be considered for grand champion that weekend.
Gotcha.
You know, so there was 40 top 10 places you could have. And, you know, and you get 65 teams out there, you know, you got a lot of different guys walking. And so you're sitting there, and you're trying to figure it out, and you're counting, and you're going, you know, and then you see them, you know, more than one time, you know, it's like, dang. And I was sitting there, you know, everybody's like, man, hey, you got it. And after, I guess Briscoe's like, hey, you got it. And I was like, I don't know about that. And they're like, yeah, you're good. And I was like, yeah, said last time you guys told me that, and I said that didn't work out very well. So when we got that, it was a complete shocker that day. I thought, man. As a matter of fact, I mean, I still don't know what to think about it. I mean, yeah. You know, still kind of, you know, did that really happen, or is that just a dream? You know, I have to go in there and I look at everything every now and then. It's like, well, I guess we were there. So,
right.
And you know, that's and that was good. Yeah. I mean, to hit a reserve grand in one of these Sands Club challenges is unbelievable. I mean, I know because I've cooked a few. I cooked them last year, and, man, I mean, it's always – you've always got at least a handful of great teams that are in there that are always hitting good, and even the ones that, you know, may only cook a few contests a year, they're out for blood. And they're out there to prove a point that weekend. And, you know, and that's the way it is. I mean, it can get nasty. And
we had teams from Alabama. We had one team from Fort Worth here this weekend. They cooked a Sam's Club in Fort Worth and had three calls and was late to turn in on brisket and got DQ'd in brisket. So he came up here to cook. Let me look here. I don't remember.
That sounds familiar, but I can't remember the name.
There's so many teams on this list here that I don't recognize because so many of them came over from Alabama and whatnot that I normally don't cook with, but I don't remember who they were. Let me see if it's...
No, let's see, man. I'll see if I can pick it out.
Yeah, I can't remember. So there's a lot of teams here, and so you just never... You know, we had... Randall Bowman, he built Deep South Smokers. He's a great cook. He was there, and a bunch of the Georgia guys, you know, Bubba Q was there, and you know, Curly Tails was there, and a guy named Rick Tash, he's with Southern Thunder. He cooks about once a month, but he's a strong cook. He wound up getting fourth overall in this thing, so there's a bunch of us Georgia guys that cook together all the time and that kind of help coordinate our schedules together so we can go cook together because we're just a you know, bunch of friends that like to enjoy it and do it together. And then there was a lot of teams that we didn't know about. And there was quite a few calls that were kind of scattered all over the place, you know. Like I said, TNT Southern Barbecue, the Tim Thomas, the guy that's from Acuff there, they got four calls. I think they're the only guys that got four calls. And so whenever they were calling and they didn't call us in chicken, we were like, well, that's no surprise. You know, we wound up getting 13th in chicken. But then we got fifth ribs and second pork and second brisket. And it was like, all right, you know, all we were going for was that top six, honestly. You know, let's get on to Hendersonville. And
I mean, that's
no
all you need to get.
That's it.
Yeah.
And with chicken, we had no idea. You know, it's like every other category I can tell at this point. You know, man, brisket – It was a good brisket, man. It was tender. It was moist. It was great. The pork was dead on. The ribs we felt were really, really good. The chicken, I just don't have a barometer anymore, you know, because when we think it's good, it's not. When we think, oh, that ain't very good, you know, we get a call in it or something. So we had no idea, honestly, where it was. And when they got down to Reserve Grand and Grand, we were like, okay, we're either Reserve Grand or we've tanked this thing, you know. And then they called us, and, yeah, we were definitely excited, you know, to pull that out in that contest with a bunch of this field of cooks. There were some amazing cooks there. But we felt good about the cook, you know. I mean, everything just went well, and there was quite a few stick burners there, and it rained pretty good Friday night. This sounds bad, but it kind of works to our advantage a little bit because that Jambo don't care about the rain, you know. It
right.
burns long. That thing, man, I'm telling you, it's an amazing, amazing cooker. It's unbelievable how easy it is to maintain temperature, and it just sits there, and here you go. We had one little bitty split an hour and run, you know, right at 275, 300 degrees. No big deal, you know. So we felt like everything went well, and then it panned out for us. So we're happy, and we're looking forward to getting up to Hendersonville. Like I said, I lived in Nashville, and Hendersonville is about 25 miles north of there, so I've got a lot of friends there that, you know, try to get in town a day or so early and try to go see a bunch of guys and do the deal, you know. So that'll be fun. We'll
good
see
deal, man. Hendersonville, well,
you know, make the trip to Bentonville.
Yeah, I mean, that's the heck of a deal. You know, like I said, this is our second year to cook in that. And, you know, we made it to regionals this year. We didn't make it past that. And, you know, so I'm hoping maybe next year, maybe that's our year to, you know, to go one step further. They just did like Texas barbecue this year up in Nevada.
Right.
Man. And, you know, it's one of those deals. I mean, you get those area profiles, and I think most of the judges, they come out of the Northwest, and they eat different stuff.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, I didn't adjust or anything like that. I cooked like I always do, and I probably had a little too much heat for all them guys. I may have burned them up with some Texas pepper jelly. You know,
right.
But, you know,
when I'm cooking around the house, I don't cook our competition brisket. You know what I mean? I'm cooking, you know, good West Texas stuff and, you know, some kosher salt and some pepper and a little, you know, a little chili powder, maybe a little bit, a little something to heat it up some, and here you go.
Garlic?
Absolutely. Exactly right. I got some garlic and maybe a little onion powder, but it'll have some garlic in it. And then my Uncle Bill Jackson has a deer lease there in Dickens County. And last time I was down there, I got a 17-foot trailer. We went down and cut down a bunch of mesquite trees, and I brought back a couple of pallets full of mesquite. So I'll cook with some of that here at the house. They don't like that around here at Comps. But, you know, I was raised cooking on mesquite. I love the flavor of it.
Right.
And it's a different animal than what we cook at Comps. It would never fly, you know.
That's it.
So, you know, you cook what the judges want to score, and then when you're home, you cook eating food. You know, it's a different animal.
And you know, I get that a lot, too. You know, I've got a buddy here that's got a big carryout barbecue place here.
Uh-huh.
You know, and like he probably does 50, 60 briskets a weekend.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, man, I mean, and I think he's probably got some really good brisket. I love his brisket. I mean, generally on Fridays, that's what I eat. And,
right.
You know, we'll sit down there, we can argue for hours about, you know, that style of cooking or competition cooking. And you know, he always tells me, so he said, well, mine'll work. And I tried it for a little bit in competition. And I said, it don't work in competition. Well, it's good brisket. I said, I know it. Man, it's great brisket. I said, I think you have a great brisket. But I said, you know, I said, you understand. I said, you know, these are different animals. And you know, I'll never forget, you know, the first time he tried one, he's like, man, he said, that's got a really beefy flavor. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Competition, buddy, that's what they're looking for. Different game.
Yep.
And they're
very
like,
beefy and beefy and salty,
like,
around here. They want some salt to it, you know.
Well, and that's the way it is up there too. Like in Amarillo last weekend, you know, I don't cook with a lot of salt. I mean, I use enough to bring out the flavors, but you know, it's just not salt. And you know, I learned, and like I said, that's how I lost that one up there last year. I lost the grand champion over it. And we got there, and They were judged, and they were all drinking beer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I mean, they're all drinking beer. And matter of fact, the local Budweiser guys, I mean, they're throwing 30-packs out right and left. I mean, the judge is drinking beer. Everybody in the they're waiting on awards. They're all drinking beer. I mean, it's, you know, it's like, wow. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, you know, this time not so good. Never thought about that.
Not at all.
And like that, we got our butts whooped. And I was like, you know, and so I'm sitting there Friday night this weekend. And I'm like, and because I always put some salt and pepper and stuff on. I mean, I do some Texas flavor, and then, like I said, I use Oak Ridge. And I use the Big Ron's beef injection in it. And he's got a really good beef injection. It's kind of a Texas deal, too. And
yeah, I've never heard
and
of
it. And so, oh, man, it's really good stuff. I really like it. And I've had really good luck with it. And, you know, I guess we've, you know, Buffalo, we had a second place call out 65 teams with it. I mean, it's just, you know, you put it all together, it works. And
yeah.
So I got out my little shaker that I always mix up some, you know, good old coarse black pepper and some salt and stuff. And my brother-in-law was watching me. He said, man, he said, you put a lot of salt in there. And I was like, yeah. Do you remember what happened last year? And he said, you know, I've forgotten about that. And I said, I had forgotten. I said, I probably never will forget this up here. And so I had a little bit more salt. And it, you know, it wasn't an overbearing this weekend, but it definitely had that
sure.
more salt taste to it. And
absolutely.
You know, like I said, we were on final table, so... You know, it was a step in the right direction. May not have been enough salt.
Yep. Honestly,
they were drinking beer yesterday, so it's like, I'm glad I did that.
You know, we'll even take a spice grinder and grind up some salt and a little bit of our rub and just rub it on the back of the slices and we put it in the box. That's to add that last bit of flavor, you know, because they expect that. And it's good. Don't get me wrong. It is good, but it's, you know, I don't want to come home and make a big sandwich out of it. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, it's not like that. Yeah. You know, and that's
but
the thing is, that's kind of funny.
You know?
That's it, and you got to hit them. And, I mean, that's kind of what you find to say, because like, I grind up some spices at the end of mine, and it's got a little more of a chili consistency to it. I mean, it's got some salt and pepper and stuff like that in it, but it's got a little bit more chili in it. And so it's got a little
sure.
bit more bite. And I do the same
yep.
thing. I grind it up into a fine powder, and then towards the end of my deal, I mean, I kind of sprinkle it on, kind of pack
yep.
it in a little bit, and off you go. And,
exactly right.
You know, it dang sure makes a difference with them because I've forgotten to do it, and we miss. We put it in there,
yep.
and it hit. And like, okay, got to remember to do that. And one week, and I forgot my grinder, and I was like, out there trying to grind it up on the old Indian way, and I was like, this is not working. So,
yeah. I get that.
So, you know, it's those deals. I mean, you get so, I guess in a lot of ways, we're like a bunch of baseball players, you know. We're pretty superstitious and everything else about things that we do to things and how we do it.
Extremely superstitious, man.
If you don't get it right, it's like, you know, it's like, oh, that cost me. My wife and daughter are sick. I've got a Alan Jackson CD that's been in my CD player in my pickup for 2 years now. And that's what always plays when we go to contests. That's what we play. And they're sick of it.
Yes.
I'm surprised they hadn't taken it out and broke it. But it's like, well, you know, we always do good when that's playing. You go in the contest. So we always listen to Alan Jackson going to the contest.
You know, I always prep my chicken first. Well, this weekend I prepped it last because I was trying something a little different. And I was worried all weekend that, man, I did something in the wrong order and that's going to bite me, you know?
Yeah.
The Team Curtis tells us telling me about last weekend they found a penny was laying on the floor of their trailer and they left it and they did great. So, like, we didn't touch the penny. We didn't have a trailer with the penny still on the floor right where it was. We're not touching it, you know? It's funny how superstitious we all are, you know?
That is the way it goes, man. That is the way it goes. Well, hey, man, I'm glad to have you on. Why don't you listen for a little bit? I've got a couple other callers. We'll try to get them in.
Great.
And,
absolutely. Thanks for taking my call and talking. I sure enjoyed it.
Hey, anytime,
I'll
man.
I'll
like
there soon, man. Cook some IBCA with you guys. Let y'all school
okay.
me on
well,
how
like said,
boys do it. That'd be fun.
Just let me know that weekend. Like I said, I'm going to just come out and hang out with you guys. I'm going to get beat by two Warriors.
I don't know if there's any chance of that, man. You know, I'll be
playing. I don't know, man. Yeah,
and if you guys do decide to go American Roll for sure, you know, be sure and let me know. Call me or send me a message or whatever. Keep my number. Because that'd be a lot of fun to get up there and hang out that weekend as well. So.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, and one of the other things was, you know, it's kind of like up here at Amarillo this weekend. They have a kids' queue. And, you know, my daughter did last year, and we did a tenderloin up there, pork tenderloin, and she got, like, seventh place, her first, like, 8 years old.
Awesome.
And,
that's awesome.
I told her this year,
early.
We'll do some steak, and then, matter of fact, they're in there messing with hamburgers now, because I told her, I said, well, I said, it's American Roll. I said, you can cook, too, up there. So they're in there messing with hamburgers right now, because that's the category she'd have to cook. And they were telling me earlier, it's like, well, aren't we practicing hamburger tonight? And I said, you guys are. I said, I've got a radio show to do tonight. So, yeah, go in there and cook and let me know how it is. So that's the other thing I'm really looking forward to be able to take her up there. You know, there's not a lot of 9-year-olds that can say they've been to the American Roll and cooked in it. So I think that would be pretty
incredible.
So,
yeah, that would be really cool. Getting the bug early, you know, that's really cool. They do quite a few kid queues around here, and my boys are starting to kind of get into that too. And it's a cool deal, you know. It's that family environment, you know. It's just really cool. I love doing it, and made a ton of friends like we were talking earlier. And it's something the boys can go to, and my wife, and we just all have a good time. And you know, it's definitely a slippery slope addicting sport, if you want to call it that. You know,
it is a sport.
You know,
I think it is. I think, and you know, I agree with that, and I think it is. I think it's going to be a huge thing, and we'll go on from there. Well, okay, man, I'm going to get these other guys in, and go ahead
great,
and hang
man.
Out, and we'll talk. All right, bud.
All right, perfect. Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, how about 731-415-3819? You're live.
Hey, Lance, this is Keith from Powerport.
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, all right, just listening in, see what y'all guys got going on.
Well, still learning a little bit about this, getting maybe a little bit better about it. So I'm glad you called in, man.
Yeah, that sounded good. Trying to pick me up some more tips.
There you go. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you better learn any tips from me this weekend. Now, Jeremy, on the other hand, you might not listen to him.
Yeah, I'll tell you. We got to cook next to him when I went down there in Tupelo, hung out with Chris. I got to meet him and cook with him. Pretty good old guy.
Yes, sir.
It was a fun weekend. Fun weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Keith, hold on just a minute. I got one more I'm going to get in real quick, and then we'll go from there. Hold on just a minute. 432-528-2122. Who do we have?
Hey, Lance, this is Junior with Junior's Up in Smoke. How are y'all?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. I was just really listening to the show. I wasn't going to speak, but since you got me on here, I guess I might just say hi and what's up?
Hey, man. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad you called in. So
yes, sir.
Well,
I was wanted to say hi and see how everything was going. I heard Keith was on there. What's up, Keith? You doing all right?
Hey, yes, sir. And since you're on here now, it's my new sponsor right there speaking with us. I'm very proud to have.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Keith. You're more than welcome. You deserve it, and I think you're a good guy. So, you know, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, it's helped me out tremendously this year, so I'm proud to have you on with us and continue using that good stuff this year.
Awesome. Well, appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Well, I think we had some other guys in queue, but I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's the board goofing up or what. I think we had some more West Texas guys around, so if they were on, they'd call back and we'll get them in. But what did you do this weekend, Junior? Just kind of hung out?
Actually, you know,
I
just took a nice weekend off from working both businesses and just enjoyed it. We went to Fort Worth and we just had a good time. Didn't do nothing, and it felt awesome. It was nice. But anyways, how about y'all? What's up?
Oh, not much. We did a little cooking up in Amarillo this weekend. They had a big blowout up there.
Did they?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, Ronnie Wade and some of them guys, they showed up. And they had people from everywhere up there this weekend.
Did they? Who won Grand Champion down there?
It was actually part of Butch Bingham's bunch. I think it's called the Beacons. It's the team name. And they do something up there with the Butch Bingham and them, and they've been pretty good apparently, they were grand, and then there's some guys out of Abilene, Haskell area. It's called Five C's Cooking Team. It's five brothers, and I cooked against them a few times. They're a really good bunch of guys. And Ray Dawn, some of them guys. And I think that they were reserved. And then Ronnie Wade was third. And as a matter of fact, he told me yesterday evening he didn't hit in brisket. And I was shocked. That man always places in brisket. So,
right.
I said it's kind of a funny year up here because, it's getting so big. It seems like Amarillo's got a lot of backyard cooks. And it's going more and more into that. And, you're seeing less of the competition guys walking. And it's great to get them into the sport and stuff like that. But it's kind of changed the contest a little bit. And, it just shows how much bigger the sport's getting and who's all getting in it and stuff. And, it's like I said, it's a great thing. But,
It is.
The butt whipping, though, they sure hurt.
Well, they do, yeah. That's funny you say that. A lot of these backyard guys, they've probably been cooking for a long time. And they just ended up deciding, let's just start going to these cook-offs,
To be honest with you, that's how we all started out. Let's be real about it. That's exactly how we all started out. And I had a guy walk up to me this weekend. And this is really funny, but I had a guy walk up to me. Well, actually, Toby, Cooksey and them guys, they come back over, and I said, "Hey, there's Gal looking for you." Mm-hmm. "What are you waiting for me for?" And he said, "Well, he wants to talk to you." I said, "Oh, really?" And so, sure enough, a little while later, this guy showed up, and he introduced himself. His name was John Fisher, and he said, "I'm from Border, Texas." And he said, "I've listened to your show a little bit." And he said, "I've been following you for a long time." I said, "On Facebook." And he said, "I'm here to knock you down." And I said, "Knock me down?" He said, "Yes." He said, "You're my number one target." And I was like, "Man, okay." I said, "I don't know that I'm that target this weekend." I said, "There's some bigger boys around here this weekend. You're gonna have to get through to take care of that." He said, "Well," he said, "I've been watching." And I thought, "Man," and I was like, "Well, I appreciate that," but I was like, "Good Lord." And sure enough, he got me. He beat me. I think he won first in chicken. And I was like, "Well, there you go, buddy." Yep.
Well,
you dethroned me.
That's fine. Well, it happens, Yeah, the cooks, that's, like you said, everybody started like that. And I know I did. I cooked for my friends, family. They were my guinea pigs all these years. And eventually, I decided to get into the sport. And, damn, I'm addicted. And, dude, that's all I think about every goddamn day. So,
I talk a lot about that.
I know, and we've had many conversations about that, huh?
So, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's awesome deal. This weekend, I got planned to go to Del Rio. Looks like it's going to be a good competition. They got, I think Grand Champion gets 10,000, if I'm not 10,000, mistaken.
10,000, yes, sir. Yeah, 10,000, 25,000 overall payout.
Right. It looks like it's a good one. I spoke to one of the ladies that were in charge, and she was kind of explaining a little bit about the entire deal, what they're having that weekend, and sounded like it's a good deal, good cook-off, good place, plenty of room for RVs, and, you know, it just sounds like a good cook-off. So I got it planned to go this weekend. So
well, that's good. I mean, that one last year, I know several guys went. Matter of fact, Matt Hansen last year out of Sweetwater, I believe he went down there. And matter of fact, he asked me to go with him, and it was just Memorial Week is just hard because we always have a big deal at Lake Brownwood with all the family and stuff. And so, you know, it's just hard for us to kind of get away. And of course, we did sneak away and go to Austin last year and do that, but. You know, it's really more of a family thing, so we kind of miss out on that. And of course, it's going to be good to actually kind of have a couple weekends off. But yeah, that's going to be a big. I would imagine that's going to be a big cook. As a matter of fact, them like Ronnie Wade and them, they were going to show up down there too.
Right. Yeah. So, good to cook off, man.
So, So
you how about you, Keith?
Teams.
Yeah, there'll be some tough teams. Are you cooking any this coming weekend, Keith? I guess he might be off. I don't know.
Oh, what? Did you say something to me?
Oh, yeah, Keith.
I was getting out of the Jeep.
We're just wondering if you're going to be cooking this weekend.
No, my next cook's probably going to be in Clifton, Tennessee. It's going to be It's actually going to be a state championship thing. They got thing. It's going to be hitting a TBA side too, so it's going to be a pretty big cook. That'll be the 31st, I think that is. Couple weeks.
Man. Wow.
Yeah, I'm already itching. I cooked last weekend. I'm still already itching now. I'm ready to get back in there again. We've been cooking pretty good this year so far, so you know, I'm itching to see what the next one's going to hold for us.
Well, Lance O'Keefe just recently got reserve grand champion.
Last weekend. Yeah, last weekend. Sure did. That's what I said, man. I'm itching. We got all these new profiles I got going on, and Junior's Rub, and these other things I got going. We've been hitting. I'm kind of excited to get in there in a couple weeks. Hey, wait.
That was at Brewstown, wasn't it?
That was Brewstown. And then We got a third and ribs at, that's 2 weeks before that in Bolivar.
Wow, that's awesome.
So our ribs.
I guess you guys got the mud out of everything, didn't you?
Yeah, it was bad muddy. Bad. But it always is. That cook every year is just, it's nothing but a mud bath every year. I don't understand it, but never fails.
That's awesome. Well, I got Keith hooked on my seasoning. He's been liking it.
My chicken and ribs have been suffering for a couple of years now. And then when we went to Bolivar and got that third place in ribs, I was like, and we usually aren't chicken in, but I think I kind of screwed some things up when I did it. And actually, it scored higher than chicken ever has. And our ribs got third, and I was just blown away. I was like, all right, here we go. And then we go into Brewston, and the chicken went to first because I fixed the problems I had then. It got first. Ribs still were up. Usually at Brewston, our ribs are, I don't know, 11th, 12th, something like that. They ended up being 6th. And like I said, chicken first. So, man, I was tickled to death.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Help me out a whole lot. Plus, you getting it there to me. That was greatly appreciated.
That was I had to overnight on some seasoning because I forgot to ship it. So Lance, I had to overnight it to him, and it got there to him the next day. It was pretty cool, man. I didn't think I'd make it, but it did.
Yeah, I was stressing a little bit because I was eager, same as this next comp coming up. You know, I was eager to try it out and see what's, you know, how it's doing and everything. And since we did good at Bobber with it, I bad wanted to use it in Brewston because that's. I've been doing Brewston long, and I've been doing any of these cooks. It's a little town close to us. And we've hit reserve grand there. This will be on the third time. But we never hit grand, and we were .71 behind grand.
We were knocking
on Mr. Byron's skeleton's door there a little bit. So.
Well, that's good, man. That's good. Now... That's where we've been this year. You know, we're either on or we're off here. And, you know, if I go north of Plainview, we're kind of off. But if I say south of Plainview, you know, we usually do okay. So I think well, I'm about not kicking in them real clear.
That's how I've been for the last couple, 3 years, either on or off and hitting and missing. And so far, the two real comps I've done, we've done something else. So I'm excited about this year. I hope it keeps going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do too. I hope
you
do good.
Well, you know, like I said, and that's a lot of what's going on around here. Like I said, I mean, you know, it's just kind of exploding around here, and you've got so many different cooks coming in, and you know, there's so much going on, and, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, you have, you know, lots of local judges and you know that, and I mean, they're just, you know, man.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. It's been happening a little bit around here.
And in a couple of years, you know, as it, you know, I mean, we'll have these influxes and, you know, it'll kind of steady back out, I think. And, you know, the same thing with even with the judges. I mean, you're going to, you know, as they kind of come in and they judge contests and they really like it, you know, they're going to start doing that more and more. And so you're going to have, you know, as they kind of get into a few of these, you know, there's going to be some more experience and stuff like that. They're also going to gain on that end of it, too. And,
right. Yeah.
You know, that'll change that too. But, you know, it's been good. It's been a good year. It's been, I mean, you know, we've had that. And, you know, so I'm proud of all you guys. I mean, you know, everybody's kind of had a good year. And you and Jeremy and even Chris. Chris, you know, he don't think he has, but, you know, he's done pretty good this year too. So.
Yeah, he's done too bad. That boy usually runs her up there all year long, so he'll be back in there hot and heavy. He's been doing pretty decent. He got a first place in Cook's Choice over at Brewston, too, so he's still knocking around.
Yeah. And also, I mean, Junior's done well. I mean, you know, because I see Junior quite a bit.
Yeah, here in Haley, I think we've been seeing each other. I wanted to go to up to Amarillo and cook that one, but like I said, this weekend I had my daughter's gymnastics regionals. And man, there's no way I could have missed that.
No.
As much as I wanted to, but and you know, it's just I have to do my daughter's deal first, and then play.
Well,
next,
and then that was it. I mean, and that was one of my big deals, and that's one thing with the Amarillo deal. And you know, if I didn't even cook up there in Amarillo, the one thing that I do love about the Homer's Backyard Ball is that they have a kids' cube, and you know. I said Lexi cooked it last year. She was 8 years old. You know, she got, you know, I think seventh place last year out of 13 or 14 kids. Never had done anything like that. And, you know, she injected it in the whole 9 yards. And, I mean, man, she just hit a home run. And,
wow.
You know, so I told her this year, I said, well, I said, you're going to have to step up the game a little bit this year, girl. And so, you know, we did these, you know, I said we did a little ribeye steak. And she did some... bacon wrapped shrimp. And matter of fact,
wow.
My wife yesterday, you know, of course, you know, we have all those tickets being IBCA, and, you know, I had 5 tickets from all the contests that I was in, and then Lexi, so there were 6 tickets that we were holding. And I gave Christy the ticket for Lexi, and, you know, I think there was 13 or 14 kids that cooked. And, you know, it was 13, you know, 12, 11, because they give every one of them an award. You know, they all get to walk up there, say who they are, you know, which is a great thing. They recognize all of them. And, you know, we get down to, like, 7th place, 6th place, and Kirstie's like, did you give me the right ticket? And I was like, yes, I gave you the right ticket. She's like, oh, I said, does it not have Lexi written on the back of it? She said, yes. And I said, that's the right ticket. And, you know, and it just kept on going, and he got, like I said, 2nd place, and they called her name, and I thought, wow. And, you know, and then the little girl won it, and, you know, it was just, you know, pretty neat. I mean, to be a 9-year-old and to have a 2nd place in something like that, I thought it was just great. And,
that is awesome,
you know,
yeah.
And like I said, she, you know, one of my big sponsors is Grill Grate, and so I threw the Grill Grates on the... I'm a little cooker, and so she put nice sear marks in it, and I mean, it was just a really good-looking ribeye, and I was really proud, and The only thing that happened yesterday on that deal was is that they apparently the trophies didn't come in for that part of it. So all the other kids got their ribbons, and the first and second place didn't get their trophies because they didn't have them. And the only bad thing about that is, I mean, you know, you like to have a picture of that, you know, when they're up there in that environment and stuff, and so they're supposed to mail us a trophy. But, you know, other than that, I mean, it was great. And, that was probably one of my prouder moments. You know, I think that and calf fries yesterday.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah, if it wouldn't have been for that, I wouldn't have done much at all. So it was a good weekend. We had a good time, and needless to say, you and I are still pretty well neck to neck on points.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
I wish I would have gone to Amarillo. Maybe I could have earned some points at least.
Well, the only good thing about this, you going to Del Rio, those points don't count in the Panhandle, thank goodness.
Oh, I know it. Are you going to Del Rio?
No. Like I said, I mean, that's Memorial Weekend, so I'm going to be at Lake Brownwood with family doing that kind of stuff. So
right.
I'm going to kind of take that weekend off. It's going to be a three-day weekend for us, so. I'm going to go down and hang out. Matter of fact, Brandon and all them, they're coming down, and so we'll hang out and go fishing and do that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. It'd be nice.
So, I'm sure we'll do a little cooking outside and, you know, and all the other fun stuff that we do. It'll be good. It'll be good. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Well, looks like we're going to make it through another show. So, man, I'm trying to come up with stuff to do this week, and I thought me and our custom cookers would be kind of a neat deal to have on. They have some really neat stuff, being a bunch of Texas boys, and then like I said, you know, with Jeremy, you know, with all his ties to West Texas, I thought, you know, be good to have him on there, you know, because like I said, you know,
sure.
I don't know, have you met Jeremy's brother? Did you meet him at Buffalo?
You know, I think I did. Just real briefly, I met him, you know. But I honestly forget names so quick that I remember the name. Sometimes I forget faces and names, and man, I just gotta. Sometimes I'm real bad at that.
Don't feel bad. You know, it's like me trying to do this stuff here. You know, I'm still trying to get into the groove and try to remember to tell people to call in and all the different things and work the board and. I've had the chat room up. I'm gonna start leaving the chat room up for everybody, and I may not be in a lot, but kind of get someone.
How does that work? How does the chat room work? I mean,
you just when you get online, when you go to the link online, actually if you scroll down to the bottom of below where the player's at, that chat room will be running, and you just log in. You can set up like a guest account or whatever you want to do. And then you can just kind of chat in there and talk. Right now we've got, there's three or four guys in there right now still. So,
So we can just go to your link, right?
Yes, sir. Just go to my link and do that. And then, like I said, you know, that allows them to, you know, you can listen in and, you know, if you want to chat with some other guys, so like that, you can do that stuff, you know. I may not be in there a bunch. Like tonight, be kind of busy, but, like I said, I mean, it kind of give you guys something to do. Chad Ward, he does it a lot, and I've always kind of liked it because, you know, I'll listen to him, and then I'll kind of hang out in there too. And, you know, there's always something going on in the chat room. So, you know, that way if you don't want to get online or, you know, actually get on air, you can do that stuff. So
right. Well, you know, I just never done it because I honestly didn't know how to do it.
Well, there you go. Now you know.
I know. I was thinking, man, what are they talking about when they're talking about chat room? Where at?
Right.
You know.
Well, you know, Roy Powell was in there earlier, and Kent Wills is in there. Matter of fact, Jeremy Moyers is there. Jason Adams, one of my sponsors, 82 Barbecue. He's in there right now, and I think he was at work tonight. He kind of said that he was going to kind of be on that end of it, and you know, like I said, you know, it gives them the ability to do that kind of stuff, and, you know, you guys can kind of give each other a hard time or whatever you want to do, you know. And,
sure,
so, yeah, like I said, I mean, we're just kind of learning, and, you know, you guys have to bear with me, and I'm trying to remember all this stuff and posted all the links, and
you know,
remember to tell people to call in and all this other stuff we're supposed to be doing.
It's kind of hard, and I mean, you know, even when I first called in the very first time, I was real nervous and didn't know what to say. Didn't know I didn't even mention my name. Nobody knew who I was on the phone. So you know, it's just a simple I'm sure it's hard. Yeah.
Well, you know, and my biggest fear is, you know, everybody leaves me hanging, you know, and the biggest thing that I figured out last weekend, and it's something I hadn't even thought about, you know, when I had to first start talking last weekend on it, you know, you're talking to yourself, essentially. I mean, there's people out there listening, but, you know, for all practical purposes, you're talking to yourself,
right.
You know, and you get, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes into it, and it's like, oh, hell, you know.
Well,
you know what to think about this, and you're sitting there trying to think of things to talk about, and it's like, wow. I mean, and there's everything's running through your head, but you know, it's a whole different thing. And you know, I got really worried. I thought, man, no one's gonna call in. I'm gonna get hung tonight. And Roy called in, bailed me out. I was now like, that's great. So
that's
you know,
weird.
But I think that's what I'm gonna try
to
do with you guys is we'll have maybe a couple interviews, you know, once or twice a month, and then you know, just other nights we'll just have a call in, kind of a free for all. And you know, what do y'all think about that?
I think that's a good deal. That you know, get a few people lined up to speak and let them do their own deal for a little bit, and then switch it up and get somebody else in there and have a different things to talk about. You know, whether it be fuels, you know, fuel source or different pits or you know, just stuff like that. I think that'd be cool.
I mean, rubs. I mean,
yeah.
Profiles. I mean, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, we
right.
don't talk about that stuff. And, you know, like I said, get people on, let them promote their products. And you know, it's, you know, not only Texas, but, I mean, you know, there's tons of that stuff around here. I mean, we've got tons of guys in Texas that, you know, and that's what everybody talks about. You know, a lot of this stuff is not very well known. I mean, they don't know that, you know, we all have this stuff out there going. So, you know, we'll get this stuff out there and then let people kind of promote their stuff and maybe, you know, it'll create some more business for everybody. And you know, it's all for barbecue and you know, friendship and all that stuff. I mean, I'm all for it. And so
true.
We'll see how that does. So
yeah, that sounds
good,
we
got
man.
About 2 minutes. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys give out, shout to your sponsors, stuff like that real quick. And then, I'll do mine. I'll tell you what, we'll start off with 678-773-6158.
Yeah, this is Jeremy Moyers. Man, first, thanks for having me on the show. Sure enjoyed talking to you again and catching up. Can't wait to get to Texas or somewhere where we can cook together, man. It'd be a lot of fun. You guys can find me on Facebook, I guess, is the easiest way. Either my personal account, Jeremy Moyers, or we have a page for Moyers Competition Barbecue. So that one's just facebook.com/MoyersBBQ. I'd like to give a shout out to Baxter's Original Wood Products. Baxter Original is Mike Baxter's a guy here in Georgia that just supplies cooking wood, chips if you're on a gravity feed cooker, that type of thing. It's incredible products. Cooking on a stick burner like I do, of course, wood's crucial. It's tough to find wood that's seasoned properly, and his product is just really, really been consistent, and he'll cut it any size you need. My Jambo, I need a different size than we need for, you know, other stick burners we need. He's just an incredible guy, great cook. Can't say enough good things about him. So If you get a chance, come by and like his page as well and give him a shout. And once again, thanks for having me on the show, Lance. Sure enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it, Jeremy. Y'all, we'll keep on going. We'll go into the archives. It'll cut off some of them, but we'll get it in the archives. Moody, you still there?
I'm here, brother.
Hey, man.
Go ahead
and give out your information.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Blake Moody, or my team page is Tortoise Q, just like the turtle. And, yeah, man, shout out to both of you, man, Junior and Lance, man. Y'all are, Junior, Europe's killing it, man. Pretty much across America, it looks like.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, Lance, great show, man. Sounds good. Third or fourth show, I think, and first one I've been able to catch, and sounds great. So I appreciate you having me on.
All right, man. Thank you. We'll talk next week. And
yeah, man.
All right, Keith.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook under Keith Webb, our PowerPort, and thank my sponsor, Matt's Pub. And my brand new sponsor, Mr. Junior, Up in Smoke, Rub for Your Grub. It's some awesome stuff. Appreciate it, Junior.
You bet, Keith. Anytime, brother. Anytime.
Thanks for calling in, Keith. I appreciate you supporting this, man.
Oh,
y'all have a good week. Junior, go ahead, man.
All right. I want to thank Crazy Bull Ranch for sponsoring us. Stump Smokers, they've been dedicated to me in the circuit and just in person. Awesome people, awesome smokers. They'll get it done. We got Meat Rake. I used Meat Rake not too long ago on some pulled pork. Pulled them porks just like nobody's business, man. It was easy. I will never use my fingers again. Thanks, Meat Rake, for that. Cowboy Energy Drinks. I tell you what, guys, I've been, sometimes when you get behind in pits and stuff, it gets hot and stuff. The way to cool off is with some Cowboy Energy drinks. It gets me replenished back to where I need to be to keep on cooking. And also, I want to shout out my Junior's Rub for Grub. It sponsors me, and it sponsors a lot of other teams that seem to be doing pretty good in the circuit right now. I think we got like 3 or 4 grand champions this weekend. And 2 reserve, and multiple top 10 finishes. So I'm pretty stoked about that, because when everybody wins with that, I win as well. So anyways, good night, and awesome. You're doing an awesome job, Lance. So if I can help in any way, brother, I'll do it. Y'all have a good day.
Bye.
Good night, guys.
Thanks, Junior. Well, let me run my sponsors real quick, and you know, number one, Daryl Mess. I mean, without Daryl and Barbecue Superstars, we wouldn't be having this. And, man, I appreciate him giving us the opportunity to do this, and hope we're doing it justice. And then God Energy Services, they're one of my sponsors out of Midland. Great bunch of people, and I couldn't be doing what I'm doing without them either. And Oak Ridge Barbecue, man, some killer rubs. I mean, like I said, I mean, they work on calf fries, so. There you go. Texas Web and Graphics, they do my banners and stuff. They're great guys, and enjoy working with them. 82's Barbecue, man, it's got some really good barbecue sauce and stuff like that. Give Jason a shout, and he'll fix you up. Meat Rake, you know what I have to say. I mean, man, had some stuff to really pull some killer pork. I mean, we've had now, I guess, 4 top 10 calls using his product this year in pulled pork. So, get it. I mean, works in Ivy City. Hey, it's worked in the Kansas City Barbecue Society. It's great stuff. Grill Great. Man, you know, I said my daughter had a second place ribeye this weekend, isn't it? She may be up there kind of beating Brett Gallagher one of these days, and Galloway and Steak Cook off. So, great stuff. And then Big Ron's Rubs. I mean, he's got some really killer injections and stuff, and y'all need to check him out. And, guys, I enjoyed it, and I appreciate y'all calling in, and we'll do it again next weekend, and y'all have a good week. Y'all have a good night.